بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من يتيم we talk about seeing is believing. This law of seeing is believing is not an absolute law. It doesn't apply everywhere. I think all that are present here may have not been to Iceland, nor has anybody seen Iceland. So if you apply the law of seeing is believing, it means Iceland doesn't exist. Why? Because I didn't see it. So this law is not an absolute law. Is not a law that applies everywhere. Iceland is still far. Right? We are nowhere near there. Have you seen your own nose? Have you seen your teeth? Someone may say, yeah, have you seen the nose, show the reflection of the mirror? You haven't seen it. Things that's attached to you, you haven't seen, but you believe in it, right? Because you trust the mirror, right? So because of your trust on the mirror, you believe in it. Are you going to see like that? There's so many things in yourself that you haven't seen with your naked eye, but you still believe. Everyone believes that he's got a heart, but anybody saw his heart? You haven't seen your heart. You believe in it. So, the reason that you believe is because of the accuracy of the information. Right. You hear of someone passed away, right? You haven't seen it. The most you can say you saw a body, right? And because you didn't see a movement, you say he's dead. But have you seen the person die? And you believe in it. So, that law of seeing is believing is not an absolute law. Is not absolute. Is not applicable everywhere. It's applicable in some places, and some places it's not applicable. So, what you need to ask is the information accurate? So when you found the information to be accurate, you believe in it. So there are certain things that you will say, if this is present, you say that the information is accurate. You don't need anything further than that. Sometimes the information is obvious. Sometimes the information is accurate. Information is obvious, if you say 2 plus 2 is 4, right? Information is obvious, you say, you saw, for example, some droppings of an animal, right? And you saw the droppings, you didn't see anything else. And you say, an animal has passed, right? Now the best scientists come, and you give a scientific research that the neutrons and the protons and the gases all got together, and that there's a whole metamorphosis and all that big terms they use. Are you prepared to accept that? Well, animal passed here. You can leave your science aside. See the thing. You can see the droppings. If the droppings are visible, then that means an animal passed for us. End of the story. But If you analyze that thing, you didn't see, and you see, you haven't seen these things. So that information is obvious. So sometimes the information is obvious, sometimes it is accurate. So what you have to see is that that information, is it in conformity with accurate information? If it is in conformity, then there's no reason for us to reject the truth. Then we don't need to use science. Science itself is evolving all the time, is changing all the time. Right up to 1930, the scientists believed that the earth is eternal in size and in age. Eternal. 1930, they discovered that the earth is expanding. When they saw it's expanding, then they had to change that whole theory. Because if something is eternal in size and in age, it can't expand, it can't grow. The thing is expanding, actually. So how can you call it expansion? How can you say that it's eternal? How can you say that? Then they came up with the theory of Big Bang. So that Big Bang theory also, now, it took them about 100 years to reject that eternal theory. Now it will take another 100 years to reject this one as well, Big Bang theory. One school headmaster was here who taught English in his days, to hear or teach all these things here. He said, I don't know what rubbish they taught us. That he's telling me in his own way, says, what rubbish they taught us. English and science teachers, they come and tell me, what rubbish they teach us, the rubbish, they want us to believe in it. So there was a bang, means there was an explosion, right? So there was an explosion. In that explosion, he's telling me, the polar bear, with its thick skin and all that, it landed in Iceland, Canada and all that, and the camel with the three eyelids landed in the desert. So how powerful, how accurate the explosion was. He's telling me how accurate it is. He knows exactly I must fall here. And the stinger knows I must stab. I was with him. So I told him, you know, in Gujarati they say, Gadirana bi tau avi jai. Even that donkey will laugh itself mad, you know. Talk of such things. That, so where the problem started off? Their problem started off, they denied the existence of a creator. So when they denied the existence of a creator, then they had to talk about all these stupid things. Idris Kandirisab, Alhamdulillah, says, see, all these theories all made up, right? There's no fact in it. Up till now, so many years passed, but they still call it a theory. Theory means it's not a fact. It's just a guess, possibility. So they talk about evolution, right? Darwinism. So from evolved from what? From a monkey and became a human being, right? So what theory they talk evolving, it means you're progressing all the time. So initially you were a monkey, had a tail, all that, then evolved, and became like a man. So now that was the theory, and they brought you up from monkey to a man, right? So, alright, for a moment, alright, say that there is some substance in what you are saying. But everything in this universe, right, it peaks and then it drops, right? You are weak, خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ دُعْفٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ دُعْفٍ قُوَّةً. After the weakness, Allah gives you, grants you strength, isn't it? When you are born, you are helpless, can't move, can't do anything. Allah gives you strength, and after giving you strength and peak, you peaked up, then there's a decline. Slowly, خلقكم من ضعف ثم جعل من بعد ضعف قوة ثم جعل من بعد قوة ضعف وشيبة. Your limbs give up, your hair becomes white, grey, right? You don't have the strength and the stamina that you had initially. You become dependent on things, etc. Before you were wearing child nappies, now you're wearing adult nappies. So the whole, you peak and then you decline. So anything in the universe, you find the same pattern. The sun peaks and there's a decline, right? Man peaks and there's a decline. Food or any fruit that you see, it peaks, it's a small green, and it peaks and then there's a decline, it rots, right? So if you see, you talk about this evolution thing, then the same law must apply here as well. That you progressed, right? Came up, and there must be a retrogress. So, from a monkey, then you came a man, right? Then when you came a man, then if you believe that there is a thing like a rise and fall, then it requires that after you peak, then there must be a decline, and from man you must become a monkey. Like from a monkey you become a man, and from a man you must become a monkey. See, you know, how the scientist feels that only I can think, I got the license to think, and other people can't think. That in itself is stupidity. He feels what I say is right, and others can't think. So if that's the case, then apply the law here, right, from monkey to man. Then from man to monkey, show me which person in the world, where it happened, they peaked into men, and gradually they retrogressed and they became monkeys. Show me one example. So this is stupidity. The stupidity started like this. They rejected Allah Ta'ala. So whoever rejects Allah Ta'ala, then this is the law, that he will become stupid. No matter what degree he's got, no matter how high he talks about, what he talks about, but you rejected Allah Ta'ala. The moment you rejected Allah Ta'ala, then your brains won't work. The brain will work in reverse. The right will seem to be wrong, and the wrong will seem to be right. So, this type of falsehood, this type of false theories, falsehood, etc., won't ever entertain it. The more you're going to entertain, or the more you're going to read up this type of literature, or sit with this type of people, then you can also become affected. You also become corrupt. You sat with that type of people, read up that type of literature, you must get affected. They say that the king called one of his philosophers, his science philosophers, whatever. So the philosopher says there's going to be a rain. And this rain, nobody must drink. Nobody must drink it. You drink that water, your brain will go off. You'll become coupless, and or a couple of bobs, you'll come short. So the announcement was made, the whole country, there's going to be rain, please don't drink of that thing. When you drink that thing, you're going to go off. All drank, everybody went off. The king and his special advisor, the minister, they knew, so they abstained. Now, all these mad people are making dua, Allah Ba'ala get the king right. He's not right. The advisor to the king, and the king, they both off now. They're not acting like us. They're not acting like us, that means they are mad. So they're all making dua, the king and the advisor, the king, they must come right. Now the king is getting parishan. Why? We are the only persons that are right. The whole world is all off. What type of dua are they making? So the advisor told the king, you know, for us to be living here in peace, you know, they say that there's a law, you know, that if you can't beat them, then just join them. There's another law. You know, can't beat them, then join them. So let us just drink. We'll drink and we'll go off. So they drank and they became off. When they went off, wow, they made two rakat shukar namaz. See, these people. And then, so this is the world that we are running in. If you don't believe in the madness, then you're abnormal. And you believe in the madness, then you're normal. Right? See, like what? They say, Van der Merwe, he went to Europe the first time, you know, visited. He went about 78 years ago. Long time went. So if anybody talk about LG at that time, they put him into the prison, into a dungeon, and they threw the keys away. Or die there, die. 8 years ago. Then there was another offer on the flight. After 30 years ago, he went again. When he went again for the second time, now they start talking about, you know, LG is something to try out, you know, to experiment. We experimented man to woman, now man to man, woman to woman, must experiment that. So they start talking about it seriously. Something's not right here. Now then, after another 60 years, I mean 8 years first he went, now after 60 years he went again. Now he was afraid that they will make it a law. They'll make that a law now. Then he came in after recently, about last week he went, he came back. So now he's further. So 8 years ago it was haram, now it is faras. So I just took the immediate flight, came back. You see, this is a mad world we live in. What was totally taboo, right? Whole world believes taboo. Then they made it appear normal tendency, and it's all right because of the tendency, right? 8 years ago it was a crime. 8 years later, now it became normal, and you must do it, you must teach in the school. If the child doesn't know about it, you must teach. See, the whole education went off. So the teaching of these things to the children, right? Teaching it. Now, this type of thing that they're teaching, every animal, every living thing knows how to procreate. Insect, to a bird, to a cow, to a donkey, everybody knows. Everything knows. Everybody knows. But now, the cleverest human being, he must be taught about procreation. He's supposed to be the most brilliant. So from grade 4 or 5, he's going to teach him how human does all things, right? So obviously, when you teach this thing to the children, right, what's going to happen? They will experiment. I remember I was in school, maybe it was that time of standard, you know. Standard 4 or standard 5. So they told you, take a water, glass of water, put a paper, right, and turn that thing. So the gravity will push it up. It won't fall. So we tried that thing, it worked out. Took water, they put a paper, and turned it upside down. So that thing, paper, held that thing. There was one law they taught us. So obviously, when they teach you a law, then you want to experiment that thing. They teach you all these things, you want to experiment. So what you'll have? You'll have the whole world doing all the wrong things, upside down things. They'll try it out. So the thing that is supposed to be explained to this education is by teach them what is supposed to teach them. What they need to learn is two things. The spoken language, right? So that they can communicate. Wherever they're going, they can communicate. You don't pretend to be God teaching them religion. Talk about evolution, etc. That was not needed. It's still not proven. It's a theory up to now, and you make it appear as though it's a fact. So what business have you got to make the children think that this is a fact? At a secondary level, at a tertiary level, the only intention to teach them is to move them away from Allah Ta'ala. Anything else? Just to move them away from Allah. Yasudduna anillah. The whole intention, don't believe in a God. Otherwise, ask you, what are they getting out of this? Why are they teaching? What are they getting? Absolutely nothing. They want to turn you away from Allah. That's why they teach you this. وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُفْتَدُونَ. They turn you away from Allah Ta'ala, and they still think that we are bright, we are progressive. See? So when they thought all these type of theories, so what good have they done to mankind? Imagine just living in that chundol, he learned all evolution. So what good it brought to him? The one that is living in, for example, in Amslanga, what good it brought to him? The one that is practicing medicine, what good it brought to him? So absolutely nothing. But now they make that, in the last examination, 35% just on this double alone. 30%, 35%. Now the student is in the world. He's going to break his brains to go and learn this nonsense. Afterwards, it'll appeal to him. Hey, but it's all nonsense, he taught us. And they made it look so real. Nonsense they taught us. They made it look so real. What was the need for that? They can't explain scientifically what's the need to teach this thing. The only thing that comes is the teaching you to become a shaitan. That's all. That shaitan rejected Allah, you must also reject. But now the shaitan rejected blankly. So you must reject, but reject scientifically. With scientific words and all that, you must reject. So you see how it's misused and how it's corrupting the mind. Now when there's no existence of God, what happens? Then after that, then everything is free. Because there's no God, then you don't have to wear clothing. Do you need to wear clothing? Because everything is free now. So now, don't you see the woman on the beaches, etc.? They feel absolutely fine to be absolutely naked. Absolutely naked. They feel absolutely fine. To eat wine, to take wine, swine, etc. becomes absolutely normal. Because they don't believe in a God. When they don't believe in a God, then why the prohibition? The prohibition is because there is a God. Now, there is no prohibition left now, so why? So I tell you, alright, if you're believing in that, that there is no God, so there is no prohibition, then tomorrow go and sleep with your mother also. Why? Why the prohibition? If you got homemade bread, so you buy the bread from outside. So you buy tazas. You got here, you don't need to buy taza. You got it at home. You sleep with your mother then. Sleep with your sister, sleep with your granny. Is there any need to go out? Similarly, now think, if you're just going to be using your brain, right, there's no prohibition, there's nothing. Right? Now, one of the best thing to eat is meat, right? That's the best, most enjoyable thing to eat, maybe meat, right? Flesh. So now, that human being that was made up from the summary of the entire world was the human being, right? He had everything, enjoyed. So if he died, eat him. Because you'll get the taste like you get the taste of the entire world. You get fish there, you get kebabs, you get pizzas, you get everything. So eat that human being, no? Because you want a change of taste. Now this will be the best taste. You get masala, you get pickles, you get everything. Gorima spice, everything will be inside. they're making your brains rotten. They're rotting your brains. Similarly, a person is aged now. His age now, 70 now. Rather putting him into an old age, then he must kill himself now. I'll go there, isolation, no friends, nothing. Isolated life like a zombie. Kill yourself, finish. End of life. Right? So why go through this whole process, old age, or why? So that means this whole theory is all upside down. And your brain, through the school and all that, through the system, became half rotten. But save the other part of it. Don't let the whole brain get rotten. Half is already rotten, right? But you don't realize that it's rotten. The rot, you are considering the rot to be normal, but you are rotten. The brains are rotten, right? So this reverse, come back to normality. And the way to normality is leave all these things here. This type of schools, this type of literature, that type of people. They are rotten, they'll make you also rotten. Leave this thing here. Yes, it's common things, you have no answer for it. Absolutely no answer you have for it. So, that means this group has moved away from reality. When they moved away from reality, the correct thinking, you're going to be with them, this nonsense you begin to believe to be normal. No matter what language you use and how sophisticated the language you use, that is stupidity, the stupidity will remain stupidity, no matter how you show it to be. I leave all that. Your time is running. Your time to the grave, to the hereafter is coming nearer. Work towards things that are constructive. Work towards things that will help you. Work towards things that will bring about fulfillment and enjoyment. You work towards the hereafter, it brings you enjoyment, happiness. It gives you some hope that there is a life. It gives you hope that your parents will look after, right? And science will tell you, no, there's no point now. What's the point in looking after this old man? Push him in old age or something, in the fence himself, die, let him die. Why must we obstruct our happiness because of this old man? That's what they will teach you. Old man, now he must pension off now, retire, he must die now, that's all right. Otherwise, we are now impeding our progress, our happiness, because of this one year. Here we are teaching you, look after the old man, your father, see what he did for you all your life, right? Now he's invalid, he's weak, he's handicapped, now you take care of him. This is the reward that you'll get. You look at your parents with muhabbat and with respect, and you get a hajj maqbool sawab. So they will tell you something else. So they're taking you in a total diverse path. Allah is saying, if you know what's good, don't attach yourself with them, don't associate with them, don't talk about that, don't even read that literature. Now you get the sweetness of iman. Because you are relating to the reality. You're relating to that which is real, ultimate reality. So you must find fulfillment. You must start today that hear that verse, what? Allah bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. You want the heart, the satisfaction of the heart. So where will the heart find its satisfaction? In Allah Ta'ala. Because He is the ultimate. He is the only real. He is the ultimate reality. The more you think of Him, the more you talk about Him, the more you will conform to His standard and His teaching, then you'll find satisfaction, because He's a doer. And you moved away, so you can't find satisfaction. You'll never find satisfaction if you moved away from Allah Ta'ala. But you want that satisfaction and fulfillment, then you will definitely get it with Allah Ta'ala. The more you conform, the more you think, the more you relate, the more you understand, the more you bring satisfaction, fulfillment, the more you are a normal human being. So this is something that we must think, and because we are living in this type of circumstance, this type of environment, we need to teach our children also the right thinking, right understanding, the right goals. Otherwise, they will dump you also. After some time, they will dump you, say, there's no point now. When there's no point, so what's the need of serving this person here? Has it just become a total liability? What's the point? Become a total liability now. You can't do anything. So just go and dump him and finish. So this is what they will do to you. And you come to the way of Allah Ta'ala, then as you're progressing in life, you become much more appreciated, loved, respected, appreciated, right? There's people that are poor, right? They think better, they think normal, like human beings, right? Like you go into these poor areas, a lot of them up till now, provided they are away from the cities or city centers, the old person is the most respected person. As he's aging, he becomes the most respected person, most liked person. See, they are normal. And here, the people have become abnormal, right? Here, they are normal. Here, they're making artificial, right? Milk also artificial. Food artificial, right? You know what I say? food, in products also they say. What? Juniper? Genetic, right. So leave all the genetic things, come back to normal. Leave all the, this thinking also is genetic. It's not real thinking. Come back to organic thinking. Original thinking is called organic. The genetic, throw it away. If all the scientists, let them go in Mars and stay there, well, then stay there. So this will make you mad. They're becoming mad, they become make you mad. Leave them, leave their thinking, and you gotta believe in Allah Ta'ala, believe in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with all our heart, with all our soul. We've got no doubts and reservations. We don't need to leave them. We don't need to make a comparison. It's a write-off. When it's a write-off, then let it be a write-off. End of the story. Yeah. Now, if it's number two class now, I don't want to go and put your hand inside, say, you can smell that thing, no, it's scientific, like that. Well, leave all the scientific thing. No? Number two, it's got a stench, leave it. So that whole literature is all got a stench. It's corrupt. Just leave the thing. Otherwise, that stench will seem to be normal for you. That stench will seem to be normal for you. One of the rumors, as I say, he's a master. In his zamana, there wasn't a person of thought at least level. Up till now, you see his books, all his Western countries, they read his books, and they're too impressed about his books. So he says, he gave an example there, one person fell unconscious. So, when he fell unconscious, now they tried to revive him. So someone put Oud Attar is very expensive. 1,000 dirhams, small bottle, 1,000 dirhams. Someone put rose, it can't get him right. So one toilet cleaner, he saw this thing here. He's from a distance, he is a big crowd here. So what? He saw someone unconscious. And they trying to give him attar and all that to revive him. And he's not just responding. So he went, took a stick or something, and tore the crowd, came inside, put it. Hey, that person just jumped up. Hey, what medication you go to? It's so advanced you are. You're so advanced. You got this person right. Oh, got doctors here, everybody here. They couldn't revive him. Don't worry about that. The special thing. So they insisted you were sure. So this is sewage. See, we are toilet cleaners. We identify with this man here. We don't identify with all this thing here. Because he identified with this and he came up. So these people are living in the sewage. They're living in rot, in sewage. They haven't seen oud, they haven't seen rose, they haven't seen all this beautiful fragrance. Because they're living in this, they only identify with evil, filth, and with dirt. And we have written all these people off. By just come on this side, identify, talk about them, talk about the greatest of Allah Ta'ala. You'll find sweetness, you'll find a meaning to life, you'll find understanding, you'll find beauty. Right? I don't say straight away must become a big guzru, but go on that path, slowly, slowly, how much you can, manage. Leave it. The more you leave it out, the more you'll come towards cleanliness, the more you'll come to purity, you'll come to intelligence, you'll come to understanding. Allah grant us all tawfiq.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحاب سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. Oh Allah, forgive our sins, oh Allah. Forgive our major and minor sins, oh Allah. Forgive all the sins that we have committed, oh Allah, knowingly and unknowingly, intentionally and unintentionally, what we remember and what we have forgotten, oh Allah. Forgive all our sins, oh Allah. Forgive the sins of our parents, oh Allah, our grandparents, oh Allah, our asatidah, our mashayikh, our family members, oh Allah. Everyone who has asked us to make dua for them, oh Allah. Forgive all these sins, oh Allah. Forgive all our sins, oh Allah. Any person who has benefited us in whatever way, oh Allah, forgive them also, oh Allah. Forgive all our sins. Ya Allah, grant us entry into Jannah, oh Allah. Save us and protect us from the fire of Jahannam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have allowed us to reach this Mubarak month of Ramadan, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us see the entire month, oh Allah, and benefit tremendously, oh Allah. Forgive us in this Mubarak month, oh Allah. Let it not be that this month passes without our forgiveness, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us make qadr of every second and every moment, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you allowed us to reach, ya Allah. Let us appreciate every moment and take full benefit of every moment, oh Allah. Oh Allah, give us Mubarak Maut, oh Allah. We have to leave this world one day, oh Allah. Give us Mubarak Maut, oh Allah. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah. Correct our hearts, oh Allah. Correct our minds, oh Allah. Correct our bodies, oh Allah. That everything conformed to the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us taqwa in this Mubarak month, oh Allah. Ati nufusana taqwaha. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha. Oh Allah, grant us this taqwa, ya Allah. Wa zakkiha, anta khayru man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Oh Allah, purify our hearts, oh Allah. Purify everything of our body, oh Allah. Oh Allah, help us and assist us in every way, ya Allah. Let us do what pleases you, oh Allah. Guide us, O Allah. We need your guidance, O Allah. At all times, O Allah, bless us with your special guidance, O Allah. Guide us to do what's right, O Allah, to say what's right, to think what's right, O Allah, to choose the right path, O Allah. Allah, give us your special guidance, O Allah. Allah, keep us with iman, ya Allah. Secure our iman, O Allah. Don't let our iman be affected in any way, O Allah. Connect our iman, ya Allah. Guard our iman, ya Allah. Guard our amal, O Allah. Let us always do what makes you happy, O Allah. O Allah, every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Allah. Everyone has needs, ya Allah. Everyone has something in their heart, oh Allah. Whatever desire and whatever anyone has in their heart, oh Allah. Ya Allah, you fulfill that desire, oh Allah. Whatever the problem anybody is going through, oh Allah, relieve them from that, oh Allah. Oh Allah, whoever is suffering in whatever way, oh Allah, give them complete shifa, ya Allah. Complete shifa, ya Allah. Give them rahat in this month, oh Allah. Let this be the end of the suffering and the end of the sicknesses, ya Allah. Ya Allah, every ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the entire world, oh Allah, whoever is suffering and going through some difficulty, oh Allah, ya Allah, you relieve them, oh Allah, make it easy for them, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the best of this world, ya Allah, the best in the akhirat, ya Allah. Save us from punishment in the grave, oh Allah. Save us from the punishment in the akhirat, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you be there for us, oh Allah. You help us, oh Allah. Ya Allah, grant us pious children, oh Allah. Make our children the coolness of our eyes, oh Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما والله والله those who are looking for spouses والله give them good spouses والله those who want children يا الله grant them children والله يا الله grant us مبارك اخلاق of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله grant us the love for Quran يا الله attach us to the Quran الكريم والله let us recite the Quran الكريم يا الله day and night يا الله grant us the understanding of Quran الكريم يا الله grant us the love of Quran يا الله grant us the attachment of Quran, O Allah. Allah, grant us the Mubarak understanding of the Mubarak Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah. Accept us for the khidmat of deen, O Allah. Grant us true knowledge, O Allah. Help us in whatever we are doing, O Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khayri ma sa'alak. Minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri ma sta'adaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka Sayyidina Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.